social media and say, if you come out here, we're going to do something to you. No, you guys, I want to commend you guys for being here because the word needs to get out that we do not support murder. And that's what I want to call it because that's what it is. It's murder of human beings before they are born. In fact, California wants to do it after they're born. There's no excuse for that in California. It doesn't matter if you're a Christian or not. If you support that, that means you are complicit to murder. And so I just want to share with you biblically the narrative of what God wants. You know, it's funny. People ask me, well, you know, all these verses. What are the verses that talk about abortion? There's many, right? Especially if it's murder, if it's a human being. And I know some of the other speakers will have more information scientifically, but I wanna speak from the Word of God here because, you know, Genesis 3:15, in the beginning, so after the fall, right, you guys know this, sin entered into the world. And after God said to the man, you'll work from the sweat of your brow, and he said to the woman, you know, you'll have pain in childbirth. What did he say? God actually made a declaration of war between humans and the devil. In Genesis 3:15, it says that God declares the serpent's going to ride around on his belly. But what did he say to the woman? He said to Eve, your seed shall bruise his head, and he will just bruise your heel. That was a declaration of war by God to defeat the devil who's been wanting to kill the human race. And what better way does the devil want to kill the human race? Before they're even born. Do you see what I'm saying, you guys? This has been the mission from the beginning. The war in heaven, Lucifer, fallen angels, they blasphemed God. He wanted to be God. So God threw them to the earth. And in Genesis 1, God said, be what? Fruitful. And how are you going to multiply if you're killing the babies? You're not. You're disobeying the first commandment, actually. Be fruitful and multiply. And he said, subdue the earth. Subdue the earth from what? Who got thrown to the earth? The devil. And if you take that and you go on, and even in the next story over in Genesis, what do we have? Cain and Abel. Cain and Abel, you know, he was already born. Abel was already born, but the devil influenced Cain to try to take him out. So this narrative of murdering the righteous, murdering the innocent, has always been the playbook by the devil. Look at Moses. What happened to him? While he was a baby, Pharaoh said, we're going to kill all the baby boys. Did Pharaoh's mother abort him? No. She placed him in a basket, threw him down the Nile full of crocodiles and dangers and rapids, having faith in God that God's going to use this baby. And then he became the majority writer of the Old Testament. Moving on, you know, you got all sorts of stories like that, all the way to Jesus. What happened to Jesus? King Herod was so afraid that his power would be taken away, he issued a decree to kill all the baby boys. Did Mary and Joseph abort Jesus? No, they didn't. Why? Because they knew who he was. They knew who he was. And then you fast forward to the end of the book in Revelation. What does it say? There's this dragon, the Bible describes, and there's this woman about to give birth. The dragon is waiting for that baby to be born so that that dragon can devour the baby. The theme is all through the Bible, all through the scriptures, right? But what does it say in Revelation 12? It says, they overcame him. Who's they? Me and you that were born overcame him. Who's him? They overcame the devil. They overcame Satan. They overcame the dragon. They overcame the serpent. By the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. So if you're saved by the blood of the Lamb and you have a word of your testimony to share, you will overcome all the evil that we see here. And that's what we're doing today. We're sharing our testimony of we loving life.
Shit.
And you know, I'm gonna end soon, but I wanna commend my brothers over here at Love Life. I wanna call out the pastors and the men of the church that have been quiet for years. I refuse to apologize for being a man and speaking on behalf of babies yet to be born. You know that argument, oh, you're not a woman, so you don't have the experience of this. You don't get to talk. No, I get to talk. I get to talk. I have four kids. I get to talk. Pastors, if you're out there, I know this is being recorded. I want to encourage you to come out to these events and speak the truth in love. Because if we don't speak the truth in love, what we're doing is we're being silent in hate. We're actually hating the babies being slaughtered because we do not defend them. The Bible says defend the weak, and that's what we need to do as church leaders. And the men, the elders, the men of the church, you guys need to step up and come. Be security. Help out with the thing. I don't care. Just come and show your support for the women that are standing up. And so with that, I wanna pray for the church, and I want to pray for the men of the church to repent for not being at these things. So Father God in heaven, I wanna encourage my brothers. I wanna encourage the ministers, the reverends, the preachers to come here and to events like this so that their voices can be heard. You appointed them as leaders, as elders of the visible church so that they can nurture and equip the saints for the work of ministry. But if they're not here defending the lives of the most weak and innocent people, then they're being silent at the best. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we declare that the men of the church will rise up. The men of the church will don their spiritual armor and take the spiritual sword, which is the word of God, and come here and come to events like this so that the truth can be heard. So, Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus. Easy for you to say, bless you in the name of Jesus. You and your words have no power here in Jesus' name. And I pray, I bless you. I bless everyone here. And as we continue and as we march, we prayer walk to Planned Parenthood. I pray we deposit a spiritual bomb there that would linger, that anyone that walks into that Planned Parenthood wanting to kill a child will feel your Holy Spirit and be convicted and not murder that baby. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.